The devotees wondered why Baba was silent even after seeing Tejas Pai. Even after possessing amazing powers, will he not do anything for Tatya? Finally, one day after finding solitude, Musapati said to Baba, "Excuse me, Sai. Tejas' condition is getting worse. The medicine has also stopped working. If it continues like this, then we should not lose Tatya. Sai. Won't you do anything for Tatya? Will Tatya give up his life like this in agony?" Sai said in a calm voice, "Musapati. Tatya's last hour has indeed come, but I had promised Vajama that I would protect him for the rest of my life. That's why I will not allow Tatya to be harmed during my life. Death needs one of the sacrifices instead of Tatya so that he will be pacified. Musapati. Have faith, from tomorrow Tatya will start getting healthy." Saying this, Sai Baba raised his hand. Taking the signal, Musapati left from there. Once, before sleeping at night, Sai Baba was engaged in religious discussions with Musapati. At that time there was no one other than them in the mosque. Unexpectedly, Sai Baba said in a secretive voice, "Musapati, will you do one thing for me?" Musapati said in a humble voice, "Baba, why did you ask this question today? Have I made any mistakes?" "Order, Sai. Your service is like a blessing to me. I will do that work for you in every situation." Sai laughingly said, "I know, Musapati. You love me a lot. There can never be a mistake in your service. Can you protect my body for a few days in my absence?" On hearing Sai Baba, Musapati was astonished and said, "Baba, what kind of strange question is this? Wherever you are, there will be your body, and where your body is, there you will be yourself. How can there be any difference between you and your body?" On hearing Sai Baba, Musapati was amazed. Similarly, as there is a contrast between the body and the garments to be worn, the spirit and the body are as well. I am a part-form soul of the Supreme Soul, which is immortal, whereas the body is made of mortal substances. Even though I am in this body, I am separate from it. One day this body will perish and I will leave it and merge with God. Musapati. From tomorrow I will be absorbed in Yoga Samadhi for a few days. During this period I will give up the body. You have to protect this body till I return. Can you do this work? Musapati said, "Baba. You can be sure and engrossed in Samadhi. This servant of yours will perform his duty." After this, Sai Baba lay down straight on the seat and closed his eyes. Musapati also fell asleep while chanting the name of Sai. The next morning, when the devotees like Vijabai, Tatya Kodan Shama etc. came to the masjid, they saw Baba lying on his seat. Musapati was sitting next to him.